This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Corporation is getting a little larger. Oshkosh is acquiring AUSA Corp., a privately held international company. AUSA makes wheel dumpers, rough terrain forklifts, and telehandlers for the construction, ag, landscape, and specialty equipment industries. AUSA was founded in 1956 in Spain and had sales last year better than 130 million euros. The sales should ramp up in about 90 days. When the Oshkosh Common Council meets next Tuesday, they'll discuss housing, an ongoing top issue in the city. The Department of Community Development will present an overview of implemented changes, existing housing programs, gaps in the housing of the city, current projects and ongoing housing initiatives. Oshkosh has a lack of both available housing and affordable housing. The final bridge closure is scheduled for today. The Main Street Bridge will be closed till 4 o'clock this afternoon for inspection, maintenance, and cleaning. Things are getting back to normal on Highway 91 after yesterday's truck rollover there resulted in evacuations and the road being closed for a good share of the day. Page 2, Oshkosh native Jim Vandehei's new book, Just the Good Stuff, is released this week. Vandehei, who heads up Axios News in Washington, will be the guest speaker at next week's UW-Oshkosh commencement. The Oshkosh Police Department has set the day for this summer's National Night Out. It'll be August 6th from 5 till 7 p.m. Bike Osh is coming up on Saturday from 9 till 1 o'clock. The bike ride features a number of pit stops around town. The ride ramps up at the new Lakeshore Park Four Seasons Pavilion. Funeral services for Irish Fest founder Matt Miller will be next Tuesday at St. Mary's Church in Appleton. And the Highway 21 Improvement Project will take place in 2026. The proposed improvement project runs from Omro to just west of Washburn and Oshkosh. It was planned for 2027, but now the Department of Transportation is moving the project up. Turning to sports, UW-Oshkosh's baseball team plays UW-Whitewater today in the first round of the WIAC Conference Baseball Tournament. That's a look at Newsworthy. We're back again next week here on the Chamber's website, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.